Close Up with Chris Hawkins
on Six Music.
This week with top actor and new Spook star Richard Armitage. Richard, you've played some great parts on TV and are well known for playing Guy Gisborne in Robin Hood. Did that part change your life, would you say?
Not really, no. The North and South role was the kind of one that shifted me into a different place. But in terms of my own work, Guy of Gisborne has been a bit of a revelation because I didn't expect I'd be working on a character for so long. I think we'll have done about 39 episodes by the time the series that we're on at the moment comes to an end.
When that show first returned, Robin Hood,
yeah,
did any of you imagine that it would be as successful as it was and it has become?
I think we knew that there was an appetite for it. There was a generation that don't have a Robin Hood, and every generation deserves a Robin Hood. I suppose we weren't sure how they were going to reinvent it for a contemporary audience, and that was a bit of a tall order. And you know, they experimented a lot with the style of the show, and it took a while for it to find its feet, but I think that it has been successful, and everyone that comes to be in it, all the guest artists, just absolutely love being in it because, you know, most of them have got children and that, you know, they're being part of something which is a young, you know, a new generation that have a Robin Hood now.
Is it possible to compare your work on North and South, at Robin Hood, Vicar of Dibley, Spooks, are they all completely unique experiences?
Yes, for me, they are. I mean, I do try to choose work that contrasts with the previous job that I've done before, and every role I've done seems to me to have been a different challenge.
And how was marrying Dawn French in the Vicar of Dibley?
That was a pretty monumental moment, I have to say. I that was another job I completely didn't expect to get. It came out of the blue. I spent a lot of time laughing with her, especially when she was trying to kiss me and make me laugh at the same time. But, yeah, we had a lot of fun doing that.
What track reminds you of the very worst job you've had? After all of the celebratory talk we've had and all of the great shows that you've done, has there been one that's been particularly bad?
Yeah, I mean, I did have a period after drama school where work was dry, and I worked in a... you know, like one of those laser games where you go into a dark room and shoot each other with lasers. I worked in that, and I used to play the soundtrack to Terminator 2 every day. So that's sort of emblazoned in my brain.
Is that all about getting into character?
Yeah, I know. I was running around inside in character. But yeah, that wasn't a great time for me.